Turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 6. The book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 6. In chapter 6 there's a great turning point in the book of the Revelation. For it is in chapter 6 that the time clock begins to tick on the end of the age. Chapters 4 and 5 introduce the Lamb and the great scroll in the Father's hand. And it gives a panorama of the throne room of God. John is translated in a vision to see supernatural events occurring within the throne room of God. Chapter 4 and 5, the Lamb is introduced, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed from the foundation of the world to save the souls of each of us who are sinners and repent of our sin and turn to Him in order that we might be born again and become children of the living God. Chapters 4 and 5 give that introduction. The 24 elders and the four beasts are introduced. All the angels are in heaven. The throne of God is seen. And God the Father, sitting on the throne, gives to the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, the great scroll, or the book, as it's written here in the King James. It says the book, and the book was given to the Lamb, and the book contains the judgments of God. It is a seven-sealed scroll. Now, this scroll is written on the back and on the front, as the Scripture says, on the outside and within the scroll. But these seals on the outside of the scroll will be opened sequentially by the Lamb in chapter 6, and then the last seal will be opened in chapter 8. There's an interlude in chapter 7, two major events as God prepares the earth for His wrath with these seals, beginning the 70th week of Daniel. Most scholars that look into this future time believe that the seals beginning in chapter 6 depict events that will occur at the beginning and then throughout the 70th week of Daniel. Daniel 9:27 shows that there is one more 7-year period, a week, according to Daniel, a prophetic week, a 7-year period remains of the 69 that were and will also come upon Israel and their holy city. According to Daniel 9:24, there it says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, the Jews, and thy holy city, Jerusalem, all 70 weeks. So the first 69 have gone by, and the 70th is yet to come, according to Daniel 9, verse 27. In the middle of the week, there will be an abomination of desolation performed by the Antichrist. According to Daniel's book, he mentions it four times, and in Daniel 11, it shows the time marker of the last one that occurs during the sequential history given there of the end of the age, of that 70th week to come, when the Antichrist signs or confirms a covenant with Israel, beginning the 70th week. And here in chapter 6, verse 1, as our theme for this series of messages, raptured from wrath continues. We looked at the definition of wrath. What is it? As the Old Testament prophets described it. We also looked at what it is not. There in the six seals, actually the first five seals, do not show supernatural intervention of God, as His wrath is described in the Old Testament, when there'll be a great destruction, a worldwide disruption by the Almighty. That is not described in Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 11, where the five seals are now sequentially opened. And then the sixth seal, the most significant one to this point, as they appear to build progressively throughout the opening of the seals. Now, these seals keep the scroll tightly rolled, and also they don't allow the contents of the seal of the scroll to be revealed what's within the scroll. But when the seventh seal is opened, then the scroll and its contents, which is, many scholars believe, the contents of this book or scroll, is the day of the Lord, wrath of God. When God's day begins, man will know it. We won't be asking questions whether this is the wrath of Satan, Revelation 12:12, or whether it is the wrath of God, which here is mentioned for the first time in Revelation chapter 6. Let's begin reading in verse 12. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and every island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Our Father, as we look at this important subject, raptured from wrath, we praise thee for the great promises you have given to your people. We are not appointed unto wrath, but to obtain salvation, to obtain deliverance by rapture through the working of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the cross and the great blood that was shed there to deliver us from sin and to give us power over the devil. For it's by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb that we have victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. So, Lord, help us today to understand your word and to know the truth, that the truth might set us free. In Jesus' name I pray, and for his sake alone, amen. Revelation chapter 6, in verse 12, and where we began, shows the most important seal thus far, because here it is obvious to the casual observer that there is an intervention from God. Yes, God is the great sovereign Savior. He opens the first seal in verse 1 and 2, and that parallels Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5. This seal is introduced by one of the four beasts, an angelic living creature. It involves horsemen. The white horse is a color of deception, an imitator of Christ, with the weapons of war, the headpiece of a ruler, conquering nations. This is not the wrath of God, but is instigated by Satan. The wrath of God is not mentioned. No, this is authored by Satan, and it's allowed by God. We see the Lamb opening the seal, showing he's in full control, as he is today. He opens the second seal, verse 3 and 4. That parallels Matthew 24, verse 6 and 7, which there it shows he's introduced. This seal is introduced by one of the four beasts, an angelic living creature, and it involves a horseman. It's a red horse, the color of dying. It's intensifying of war. Peace is taken from the earth. There is killing mentioned here with a great sword. This also is not a supernatural intervention by the Lord Jesus Christ, or by God himself. This is not God's wrath, but this is the ongoing instigation and the progressively increasing instigation of Satan, authored by him, by his Antichrist, who rides these symbolic horses. Then the Lord opens the third seal, verses 5 and 6. They're again parallel in Matthew 24, introduced by one of the four beasts. It involves a horseman. The horse is black, the color of doom. It implicates war's aftermath, economic failure, agricultural failure, famine is in the land. It's instigated by Satan. This is not a supernatural intervention of God. This is not God's wrath. But there is nowhere mention of the Lord's name or his wrath. This is authored by Satan and his Antichrist, who rides the third horse, the black horse. And then the fourth seal, parallel Matthew 24, 7b and 8, verse 8. It's also the last of the ones that are introduced by one of the four beasts. The last of the horsemen, pale horse in color. That's the color of death. So we've had deceit. We've had a dying horse. The red horse, the color of dying. And then the black horse, the color of doom. Here the pale horse is the color of death, which shows the Antichrist's intensifying global authority. And that is also instigated by Satan. The Lord opens the fifth seal, and here we see, just as it says in Matthew 24:9, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake." You see that all? That includes the United States of America. Christians will be hated by all nations, and they will be martyred as these martyrs are seen. The fifth seal removes all the symbols of the first four seals. There's no horses, there's no beasts, there's no colors. But the slain souls, the martyred men and women under the altar, make a request and want to know, when will God bring his judgment? They inquire of the wrath of God. When is it going to occur? When is he going to judge these men who are upon the earth at this very moment? So the wrath of God, the judgment of God, has not yet begun to fall. The fifth seal obviously is not authored by God. The wrath of God is not mentioned. This is the ultimate satanic wrath as he sheds the blood of God's people. And then he opens the sixth seal. And here is the great turning point. There is a great supernatural shaking of the earth, the sign of God's intervention, the shaking of the Creator, the global moving of the planet. That's God's method. Exodus 19, verse 18, he shook the earth when he first began to speak to the children of the nation as a whole. In Isaiah 2, 11 to 21, it's shown to be the same great shaking of the earth, which signifies the coming of the day of the Lord. It is impending. There is also a great sign in the heavens. We read there. It says the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth. So there's a great sign in the heavenly lights, the moon, the stars, the sun darkened, the stars fall unto the earth. There are 10 parallels, actually 10 events that are recorded by 10 different Bible books. Joel chapter 2, Amos chapter 5, Isaiah 13, Zephaniah 1, Ezekiel 32, Mark 13, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Acts 2, 19 and 20, Revelation 6. Those are 10 records of this event. It is the major sign showing the day of the Lord is about to occur. Joel chapter 2 makes that clear. It's before the great and terrible day of the Lord. The sun shall be darkened. The moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven. And here it is recorded in the book of the Revelation in sequence, just as the Lord Jesus Christ gave us his sequential chronological order of events in Matthew 24. There in Matthew 24, verse 29, it says, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken." The parallel here is clear. As the Lord unfolds chronologically his word, showing the events that are going to take place just before he comes, raptured from wrath. That's the name of this series. We, the Christians, will be raptured from the wrath of God. Take notice that there's also going to be not only the great shaking of the earth and the great signs in the heavens, there's a great scene opened in the heavenlies. Look what it says there in verse 14, Revelation 6. "And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together." If you roll up a scroll, it's just like you do a window blind. When it snaps up, it's opening up the window and you can look out and see what's happening. And it's saying the heavens departed as a scroll is rolled up, and it opens up a window into heaven showing the very throne of God as he sits on the throne, as they see him there. At the end of verse 16, it says, "Hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." God in heaven is seen. The earth is supernaturally brightened then, according to Matthew 24, as Jesus comes with great power and glory, lightening the earth as his Shekinah glory shows that here he comes to rescue, to rapture, to resurrect the saints. So the great sign, the shaking of the earth, the great scene, heaven is open. There's a great shockwave worldwide. Men go into the mountains and the rocks and hide themselves from the face of God. And there is a great showdown when the wrath of the Lamb, mentioned the first time in the book of the Revelation there in verse 16, repeated in verse 17. There is a great silence. Yes, a great silence. "For who shall be able to stand?" Look at chapter 8, verse 1. "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour." Zephaniah 1:17 records that silence. For the first time in the history of heaven, if there is such a thing, there is silence. No praise from the angels. No praise from the 24 elders. No praise from the four beasts. No praise from anyone. A deathly silence. 30 minutes. 1/2 hour. For the great day of his wrath is about to occur. The great day of his wrath. God has now prepared the earth, allowed the Antichrist to ride these horses, allowed him to persecute and to kill God's children. But now there is a silence, for God is about to do his strange work. God is a God of love, but he's also a God of judgment. He is about to judge. "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." God rescues the same day before his wrath comes upon the earth. Raptured from wrath. The believer will be raptured from wrath. We have a great promise. We have a great Savior. and will be saved. But oh, to the world that remains as God's wrath falls and as mankind suffers the deserved judgment for their rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we know, as we believe, that you have not appointed us to wrath. We will be raptured from wrath. And so, Lord, strengthen us. Cause us to be soul winners, Lord. Cause us to pray and to shake the foundations of hell, that we might be able to win souls for Jesus, which is our battle cry here and will be in never ending. We thank you for him who saves. We thank you for his precious blood that gives us the power to stand in the midst of darkness. And so, Lord, strengthen us. Give us souls for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.